Wayne, if we have common ground, why are some people so aggressive?
So, John, this is not an unusual question. Why do we encounter aggressive behaviour if this common ground exists and we both want to achieve an outcome? Well, in any negotiation, we're going to encounter a range of behaviours, and it does need to be recognised that it's not only tough behaviour we'll encounter, it can be tender. Both are present in all negotiations. And if we consider tough negotiators, John, we're more likely to encounter this sort of behaviour when there's a scarcity viewed by both parties in the negotiation, short time frames are present, and decision-making is very narrow in its definition. So while dealing with this type of negotiator, it can be very useful to give thought to how you frame the problem. An example might be to move away from a single-issue negotiation, such as a wage increase, and to reframe the problem as career development. By doing this, we're able to introduce new issues and take a longer-term view of the relationship. Of course, the contrast to a tough negotiator, tough behaviour, is to encounter tender, more cooperative behaviour. And this is more likely to be exhibited when each of us takes a long-term view of the relationship and we come to the table with a creative mindset. So I wonder, John, how would our listeners describe themselves? Tough or tender? It's important that we not only recognise the other negotiator's behaviour, it's equally important we understand the impact our behaviour is having on the other side. So let's remember that skilled negotiators recognise tough and tender behaviours by more than just words. Their recognition expands to the choice of body language and having the ability to listen for meaning. In fact, you may recall, John, that in the very early period of Bill Clinton's presidency, he very quickly gained the nickname as Big Ears, and this was because of his ability to listen for meaning. So what really matters as a skilled negotiator is that you choose a style or a behaviour that suits the situation. So let's consider that it's appropriate for you to enter your negotiation with a tough-minded approach, a fairly competitive style. We'd expect to observe the language that includes words like no, but, my way, I don't have time for this, and it may even be reinforced with the body language of closed arms or pointing. Conversely, you may take the view that your situation requires a cooperative, a more tender approach to influence your other negotiator. And here we would want to observe words like possibilities, options, long-term view. Further to that, you're likely to want to use body language that includes open arm gestures, very, very solid eye contact, and perhaps a very warm handshake. So, John, let's be conscious along with our listeners that what really matters is that we pick the right behaviour, the right style for the negotiation that we're in. Whether we're tender or we're tough, what is the choice that we want to make? That's the critical question.